You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my co-host Nancy Baldwin is on vacation, so I hope she's enjoying herself. So in her absence, we have Jackie Dumler with the City of Bloomington here today. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, and it's actually Dumler.
Dumler, I'm sorry.
No problem. Easy mistake to make.
Doesn't sound like anything like what it's spelled.
It doesn't. I know. It's a German last name, and it has a silent letter in there just to throw you off.
Well, Jackie, you're here today to talk about something really exciting that's happening in the city, the Monroe County Energy Challenge. What is this challenge?
Yes. So the Monroe County Energy Challenge is a great question, and exactly why I'm here, exactly why I have a job. So the Monroe County Energy Challenge is a community-wide effort to reduce energy use in order to win the $5 million Georgetown University Energy Prize.
Okay. For some of our listeners, you probably heard about this maybe 6 to 7 months ago. We started talking about this with someone else who was involved. And so this is Jackie's job, is to help us win this $5 million grant.
So, exactly.
You know, kind of start from the beginning. What is this? I mean, we know what it is, but why are we doing this? How do we benefit? $5 million is a lot of money. What are we going to do with this when we win? Because Bloomington wins. We're a winning town, so.
Exactly. So this actually, the whole process started back in 2014, wow, where Georgetown University had this great idea, mm-hmm, to have this two-year nationwide energy reduction competition.
Wow. Okay.
So we're competing against 49 other communities who made it into the semifinal round.
Okay.
So beginning in January of 2015, mm-hmm, we actually started, okay, recording, tracking all of our energy consumption, so gas and electric,
okay,
for residential, K through 12 schools, and government buildings.
Interesting.
So that's actually the focus of the competition.
Okay.
Commercial and institutional meters aren't included.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
We use a lot institutionally, I think.
We do. So our goal is to actually come out on top, beat out 49 other communities, okay, and bring back this $5 million to Monroe County.
Okay.
So if we are to win, that $5 million will be used for an energy endowment, a revolving energy loan fund, and, okay, energy efficiency grants.
Very nice. So some really good things that the money can be used for. So I live here in Bloomington. How can I participate, or how am I participating, and I may not even realize I am?
Yes. So every single resident in Monroe County is already participating.
Okay.
So whether or not you know it, maybe you're finding out today for the very first time about this competition.
Turn your lights off.
Exactly. Do everything you can. So the fantastic thing about an energy reduction competition, mm-hmm, is that you can get involved in so many different,
sure,
ways.
Okay.
So there's really small, simple things you can, mm-hmm, do, you, mm-hmm, know, making sure your doors and windows are properly weather stripped,
sure,
sealing up any sort of cracks and gaps.
Okay.
You know, even things as simple as making sure to keep lids on your pans when you're boiling water, all those things save energy.
Hmm. Okay.
I know, things you don't even think about.
Wow.
All the way up to larger scale things, mm-hmm, like making sure that your attic and your walls are well insulated.
Right, right.
You know, if you're already above and beyond the regular energy efficiency type things,
mm-hmm,
solar panels, you know, there's,
okay,
endless opportunities,
sure,
to get,
sure,
involved. So one of the best and easiest, mm-hmm, ways to get directly involved in the competition,
okay,
I would say, would be to sign up for a free home energy assessment.
I was going to ask, how can one find out what they're using? Okay.
Exactly. So we're very lucky here, and this project is entirely grant-funded. So we're funded,
oh,
by the Bloomington and Monroe County Community Foundation,
oh, nice,
Partners for Places,
okay,
and Duke Energy. So with all that wonderful grant, mm-hmm, money, we're actually able to provide free home energy assessments to all residents of Monroe County.
Wow.
So whether you're a homeowner or a renter,
sure,
you can actually qualify for this. So all you have to do is give us a call, email us at mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com. And we do energy assessments every single week. We've,
wow,
done almost 400 already.
Well, even as a landlord, you could do that for your tenants.
Exactly.
And you benefit as the landlord, and the tenant saves money on their utility bills.
Exactly. And we would love to see more landlords get involved as well. And also the tenants can call as well, as long as they have permission from their landlord. We can come in and we can still tell them ways to kind of change their behaviors to save energy, even if we can't actually do any weatherization on the home without the landowner's consent. But those assessments are a fantastic way for you to really figure out your individual strengths and weaknesses for energy efficiency.
So what does that test involve?
So it's not so much a test. We're not really testing you. What we do is we'll actually walk you through a checklist of energy savings tasks and perform basic weatherization. So we can help you weather strip your doors, help you caulk up windows, seal up cracks. We do we'll wrap your hot water pipe, so insulate those, clean refrigerator coils, that type of thing. And also really give you a really nice checklist of individual recommendations on the best ways for you to save energy in your own home.
Wow, what an opportunity for everyone to be able to participate in this.
So take advantage of it.
Definitely. So definitely go to the website Jackie mentioned. We'll mention it again here at the end of the show, but that's a great opportunity. There's some money to be saved for the individuals, for renters, and also put it towards, you know, us winning that $5 million grant. So the competition, what other kinds of cities are we competing against? Are we I mean, 49, I'm sure they're all across the country.
They are. We're actually the only city from Indiana competing, but a lot of other.
That's surprising.
Very impressive. Yeah. There's a lot of states, especially out west, like California. I think they have 7 or 8 different cities competing. So there's definitely kind of a regionality to a lot of it. However, we are actually competing only with other cities with populations between 5,000 and 250,000.
So it's a little fair that way.
Exactly. So they're all small or medium-sized cities. We're not competing against L.A. or New York City. So luckily they thought this through, and they're trying to keep us all on the same scale.
Okay, that makes sense. So what other – I can call the city of Bloomington, or I can go to this website and sign up for this. I can come out. And then, I mean, what's your participation rate so far? I mean, have you had some good participation?
We've had fantastic participation. I don't have specific numbers because a lot of our outreach is more about passing out information. So it's things like this. So if you're listening today, we're reaching you, but we don't really have an idea of if it's going to maybe encourage you to go ahead and make some of your changes. So the types of actual hard numbers that we have are for the first year of the competition. And so far we know that we've saved as a community $1.8 million and over – it's a very impressive number. And also over 18 million kilograms of CO2 emissions. So making a big difference in the environment as well. So, you know,
that's
even
a win-win for everybody on something like that.
Exactly. I mean, energy savings, it saves you money. It helps reduce environmental impact. It helps the community maybe win $5 million. And it also increases your own comfort, quality of life.
Well, I think if you probably have children in K through 12, especially the K through 6, K through 7, you probably have heard about this because I'm sure you've been doing outreach programs in the schools.
We have. There's been a great Lights Out initiative through MCCSC where a lot of the teachers have gotten on board and tried to encourage their students, especially the younger students, to make sure to turn off lights whenever possible. And it's a great place to start. And then some of the older kids, the high school kids, were actually crunching the numbers. So they were actually working with the energy managers at the school and actually recording how much energy they saved on a weekly basis by turning off the lights. And they also had help from the energy management of the school as well. So it's great. They've been saving a lot of money, a lot of energy, and the kids are taking that home with them, which is fantastic.
Well, and I think kids are the way to get through to the parents because, you know, we'll, as parents, we talk to our kids all the time about turn off your bedroom light, do things like that, and it's really kind of fun when you hear the opposite of that. You know, the kids are like, turn off the light, turn off the TV. Well, probably not turn off the TV, but, you know, turn off other things that you don't need on. And I also probably, I think one of the things I learned, have learned, you know, going through different things like this is that the passive energy you use. You know, if you have a household with 8 televisions and just because they're, I mean, there's a lot of them, you know, if you know what you can do to help conserve that energy because you're not using all 8 TVs all at the same time.
Exactly.
So,
yep. Phantom energy loads are becoming a huge deal nowadays because people do have so many more electronics than we ever did. I mean, PlayStation 3 or maybe 4, who knows what they're on now. But all these different gaming systems, multiple computers, multiple TVs, multiple refrigerators.
Right.
So it's really turning into a lot of energy consumption that you're not even really thinking about.
Very great. Hey, Jackie, we'll be right back with more about the Monroe County Energy Challenge.